Hi there, you are listening to Adept English, and this is a Listen and Learn podcast. My name is Hilary, and I created this Listen and Learn method to help you speak English fluently. Every week, we give you two English lessons in the form of podcasts. So listen to Adept English. You'll be on your way to speaking fluent English in no time. Hi there, and welcome to this latest podcast from Adept English. This is our Thursday podcast, so it's slightly shorter and a bit easier to understand than our Monday podcast. For those of you who celebrate Christmas, I hope it was a good one and that you're relaxing and enjoying yourself, maybe taking off some time from work, seeing family, seeing friends. And if you don't celebrate Christmas, I hope all is going well for you too. So this week, I thought I'd talk about the idea of using what's available online to help you with the pronunciation of difficult English names. So the use of Pronounce Names Audio. So if you're having difficulty pronouncing something, especially an English place name, then there are websites online which provide you with Pronounce Names Audio. You can search on a name and find a site where you can enter that name and hear an audio file of how the name is pronounced. So that's Pronounce Names Audio. I'll give you an example to explain where you might use it. Now, I use the Tube on a fairly regular basis. When I say the Tube, I mean the London Underground. So I was coming home the other night, and I was just about to get off the Tube at Waterloo. That's the main station for the overground trains to the South Coast from London. I don't live on the South Coast, but I do catch a train in that direction. Anyway, the stop on the Tube just before Waterloo is called Southwark. In case you have never travelled on this part of the London Underground, I'll spell that for you. Southwark is spelt S-O-U-T-H. W-A-R-K. So you might think that this place name would be pronounced Southwark. That seems logical. But no, actually this place name and this stop on the Jubilee line is called Southwark. There's no logical reason for this and there's no way of knowing it. There are just lots of English words, or place names especially, which are like this. You can't guess their pronunciation. And when I was passing Southwark last time, there were a group of people, quite young, who were obviously from another European country, visiting, I imagine, to help with their English language learning. And the English person who was with them was teaching them, no, it's Southwark, not Southwark. And they were saying, but that's mad. How are you supposed to know this? I've heard people having this conversation about the name Southwark so many times on that Tube journey. Maybe I will do a podcast about difficult to pronounce London Underground names. So the point of Pronounce Names audio files is that they can be used where you're having difficulty with the pronunciation of a name or a word. Google Translate does this for some languages. But there are also websites which use Pronounce Name audio files for all kinds of names. Examples of these websites are Forvo.com, HowToPronounce.com, or Inogalo.com. I even used that last website to learn how to pronounce Inogalo. At least they thought to put it on there, I suppose. To give you a couple more examples from the London Underground that you might find you want to use Pronounce Name audio files for, how about Leicester Square, spelt L-E-I-C-E-S-T-E-R. You might think it was Leicester Square or Leicester Square. Similarly, Gloucester Road, spelt G-L-O-U-C-E-S-T-E-R. So it looks like Gloucester, but that's pronounced Gloucester. Like Leicester, it's also a town, a city probably, Certainly Leicester is a city in the UK, and Gloucester is perhaps a town. Another one on the London Underground is Knightsbridge. So Knightsbridge. My goodness, that's a mouthful. You've got six consonants in the middle of that before there's a vowel. No wonder people find it hard to say. So it's Knightsbridge. It's much easier if you think of it as two separate words, Knights and Bridge, like a bridge over a road or a river. And finally, how about Marylebone? So spelt Marylebone. It looks like Mary Le Bone, but it's pronounced Marylebone. And of course, the Pronounce Names audio websites are also good for if you have read somebody's name, but it's a foreign name to you, and you don't know how to say it, but you don't want to offend them by mispronouncing their name. So just to recap, the pronunciation of Southwark, Leicester Square, Gloucester Road, Knightsbridge, and Marylebone. Just a few examples of difficult to pronounce London Underground names. And think about using websites which provide you with pronounced names audio files for those difficult names and place names that you might come across. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. Don't forget to visit our website for other podcasts, interesting articles and transcripts. That's the written version of this podcast in PDF format. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.